Окей.
Аморфис са тук в нашето студио, а именно Томи Йолцен, вокалиста, и Есе Холопайнен. This is actually the first time that you guys are playing in this city and this country in the spring. It has always been the previous three times in the autumn. Do you feel any change, any difference?
The weather is nice, and that's the great thing, I think, touring at spring. Usually we always tour at the end of the year or the autumn period. I don't know why, but that's how it has happened. But this is great, you know. You see the summer is coming in, people are smiling, everybody having fun, so...
Yeah, it's a great way to escape the Finnish winter, to come here and play some heavy metal.
It sounds like a title in a magazine, man.
Why not?
Казах им, добре де, всъщност това е първият концерт в България, в който предишните три пъти свирихте през есента. Сега за първи път сте през пролета. Еса каза, не знам защо се случва така. Ние по принцип винаги сме на турне през есента. Този път през пролета и е по-яко, защото слънцето идва, хората се усмихват. Томи каза, между другото, ние дойдохме за да избягаме от финландската зима. Thank you very much for beating the shit out of the Russian hockey team at the Olympics. I'm sure that and I know that a lot of Bulgarians are very pro Finland now, even more than before. Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sure that you were happy too.
I think we were touring at the moment. Was it
in Russia?
No, in Russia.
Thank God. We actually toured there last fall. We did quite many shows in Russia. Yeah. Also in Ukraine, we played in Kiev, and it's horrible to watch what's happening there, or what happened there with the government.
Well, it's still not over, I'm afraid.
No, it's not. It's.
Казах им, искам всъщност също така да ви благодаря много за това, че финландците победихте отбора на Русия на Олимпиадата по хокей. Много българи тогава старах още по изпитващи повече симпатия към Финландия. Вие гледахте ли матча? Да, разбира се. Предполагам, не сте били в Русия, защото той ми каза, знаеш ли, че тогава бяхме на турне? Не. Свирили сме и в Киев, и в Украина, и беше отвратително да видим това, което се случи. Well, we had the chance to talk with you, Esa, like it was a year ago, last spring, regarding the Circle album. And when I asked you when the next album's gonna be ready, you were a bit dubious. Now, 12 months later, do you have more details?
Not really, no.
No.
We've been touring a lot with Circle now, and our plan is to continue playing, touring, and perhaps start to think about the next album, I don't know, end of the year, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Тъй като за последно си говорихме с него в едно интервю миналата година, когато излезе албума Circle, тогава естествено го питах за този следващ албум на Аморфис. Тогава той нямаше никаква информация. Въпросът ми беше сега. Имаш ли повече информация 12 месеца по-късно? Не, в никакъв случай. Всъщност ние наистина продължаваме много с турнетата и концертите и може би ще започнем да мислим за този албум чак към края на тази година. Do you guys, the two of you, have a different... most favorite song of the album, or it's you have one that you can say that you share both to be your favorite one?
Actually, I don't know what's Esa's favorite song. Can you tell me?
You ask this on during the shows.
yeah. But what is the answer?
I don't know. I like first of all, there's a lot of good tracks.
Oh really?
But I like what I like to play, I think Nightbird Song and Hopeless Days are like the tracks which I like to play and I think they have a good vibe.
Are you going to play them tonight?
Yes.
Попитах ги кои са любимите им песни от албума и всъщност дали имат една песен, която и двамата да мога да кажа, че е най-любимата. Еса каза, че Nightbird Song, Shades of Grey, you said?
Hopeless Days.
Hopeless Days. Това са двете боровими песни.
Shades of Grey is good as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You, Tommy.
I think my favorite is Nightbird's song.
Okay, so because I played it on, I put it on, or
no? For me, it's like as a singer, it's a great track because there's different elements like black metal style and death metal style, and also this melodical stuff. So as a singer, it's a great song, and I also like the atmosphere. It's kind of Scandinavian atmosphere going there. So
тази песен, която звучи сега, Nightbird Song, всъщност и двамата много я харесват. Като певец, каза Томи Йолсен, много я харесвам, защото има различни елементи, има и black metal, а и има една много сериозна скандинавска атмосфера в парчето. The question is, as the record came out 12 months ago, was it the same situation with your favorite songs back then as well, or it tends to change with the time? I mean, like last April, if I had asked you this question, you would say A New Day, but now you say this Nightbird song is your favorite one.
I think I've been digging this song all the time. The first show we played with this album was in Helsinki, I remember. We played the whole album. And I must say that I really liked all the songs, but maybe Nightbird Song is the best one for me.
Въпросът ми беше дали всъщност през тези месеци се променя отношението към песните, дали ако сега това са любимите им от албума, преди са били други. Не, всъщност това парче винаги е това, което остава в главата ми, каза Тоби. Всъщност, когато албумът излезе, ние свирихме целият албум в Хелзинки на един специален концерт. И всъщност да. So, let us have a listen to this song to see what is so special about.
Okay.
And here, Morpheus' Nightbird Song. Morpheus, в нашето студио. By the way, where do you prefer to play? On your homeland in Finland, or it's different in other countries? I know it's a hard diplomatical question, because with the internet now, everyone in Helsinki and Turku will know the answer that you have given, but anyway.
I mean, it's the audience is pretty typical in if you play in Scandinavia or wherever there, I think it is not that much different. But then when you go more south, people are more crazier and they go more into the music. You know, in Helsinki people are standing in with the hands crossed and enjoy.
Well, it's when they do appreciate, but when they get mad with the band, they're getting showing their most savage side, like throwing tomatoes or what do you have there up there in Finland?
They might raise their hands and clap.
Къде всъщност предпочита да свирят в родната си Финландия, където има толкова много концерти, или в чужбина? Знам, че това е дипломатически сложен въпрос, но се каза в Финландия, така че хората стоят с кръстени ръце, дори когато харесват много концерта. Ясно, че колкото по-на юг отиваш, толкова по-дива е публиката. Well, basically, this is your second day in Sofia now. You arrived yesterday. What happened last night?
I don't remember.
Fair enough.
One of our guys got some weird bruises in his stomach, and he don't have any clue where that came.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But we had fun.
Тъй като те пристигнаха вчера, знаете, че имаше разходка из баровете за Свети Патрик. Как беше? Не си спомням, каза Есено, един човек от нашия екип. Има много странни дръскотири по корева си. Странно откъде е. Do you... there are a question coming from our listeners. Do you have enough merchandise for the fans tonight?
We definitely have. We have shitloads of merch. T-shirts. And we even have strings for girls. G-strings and
hot pants
and something for babies also.
Really?
So there's lots of stuff we have.
Hats, shirts.
And merch guy, he's really handsome and he's really, really great guy.
Аха, човекът, всъщност въпросът, който много задават от нашите слушатели, дали те носят мерчендайз, да, имаме ужасно много и различни видове, включително за мацки и за бебета, а освен това нашия човек, който продава мерчендайза, е изключително приятен и така нататък. After so many years in the business, do you still have your ears open for new bands?
For sure, I think Tommy is probably the guy from our band.
Yeah, right.
Listens more of the new stuff, but it's nice to hear when like this Hamford, when you hear new bands.
Did you guys choose Hamford to be your support?
I think it was our manager choice, but I talked with him maybe half a year ago, and I said that there was one great band in where was it? We played
in Hamburg.
Hamburg, yeah. They opened for us, and I said to our manager that it was a real great band, and maybe that's one reason why we are touring with them now.
Mm-hmm. Попитах ги се толкова години в бизнеса дали държат ушите си отворени за различни нови групи. И какъв е случая с Hamford? Есе насочи погледът си към Томи и каза всъщност той е човекът, който следи какво се случва на сцената повече отколкото аз. И Томи каза, в интерес на истината, тъй като Hamford откривах наш концерт в Хамбург миналата година и аз казах на нашия менеджер, там има една, това е една страхотна група и всъщност май той е човекът, който избра групата от Фариорските острови да бъде наш основен съпорт. This next question may sound a bit weird to you. With so many people dead within the rock industry, I prefer to call it just the rock and roll world, not using the world industry too American, but some crazy guys, some great guys passed away during only 2013. Is there a particular person that you say that had marked you as musicians throughout the years that you definitely miss now, not to be around? I know that there are too many, but still.
Yeah, I would have loved to hear what Typo Negative would have done later. That's a like true shame that Peter died. I don't know.
I was really sad when Jesse Pintado died.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, because he was kind of really important person in a death metal scene, but things happen, you know. Maybe tomorrow I won't die. I hope I won't die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Don't be selfish, we were talking about big musicians. Това беше един такъв въпрос. Преди факта, че в последните месеци загубихме и години толкова страшно много страхотни музиканти, въпросът ми към тях беше: добре, да има ли някой музикант, който ужасно много да ви липсва, който мислите, че светът щеше да е много по-як, ако той не си беше отишъл? Еса каза, да, чуда се каква музика щяха да направят сега Type O Negative, ако Питър Стил не си беше отишъл. А Тоби каза, Джеси Пинтадо, за съжаление, си отиде, той даде много на дед метала и също така аз се надявам, че няма да умра днес или утре. Аз му казах, хайде стига, си говоря от такива неща, още повече, че нашата теза беше да говорим за големи музиканти. Final question is, are you guys sick with the same sickness that everyone today? Are you Facebook freaks?
No, not really freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is still life.
Okay.
Besides Facebook.
But we both have accounts, so maybe we are half crazy about Facebook. But it's a good way to talk with your friends and stuff, but there's got to be a limit when you are using Facebook. Mm.
I mean, a lot of people were connecting the notion of Finland with telecommunications and stuff, something like you were the godfathers of something that grew up to be Facebook. That's why I asked you this.
Yeah.
All right, so it was a pleasure and an honor to have you with us, and thanks for coming for the 8th anniversary bash of this humble and very independent radio. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Thank you. Nice to be here.